kind of like umbrella-shaped little things that spring up after them.
That's a mushroom, a toadstool.
That difference between those two?
Yes, it is.
What's that?
A toadstool is poison. But there is a type of mushroom that you can eat, but there's some mushroom that's poison.
I never have eaten either one of them, you know, or tried to eat any of
them. A mushroom is not bad, but there's a lot of people that get out and gather, they call it fresh mushroom, but a lot of these people that know the difference in it, they say don't you do it unless you know what you're doing, because it's dangerous.
And you might say he couldn't eat because his throat hurt and he
couldn't swallow.
And those little things that people smoke that give you cancer, there's a
nicotine cigarette, mm-hmm. cigar. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, say if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
I don't want to be a burden to you.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear him say, don't want to be obligated?
Don't want to get obligated, yeah.
Yes. Let's see, I think we talked about all those. Okay, and say if a woman, you know, ask a woman to do something, she might say, well, first I better ask.
Ask the hood.
Mm-hmm. And ever hear them, like sometimes men will call a wife a little woman or something like that. Ever heard any expressions that the woman have for her husband? It would be something like that.
The hubby.
Mm-hmm. And the man might say, well, I better ask.
A lot of people say better ask the wife or the little woman or the boss. Or.
And a woman who's lost her husband, you call her a...
She's a widow.
You know, sometimes if a woman has just left her husband, what did they call her then? If a man had just left a woman, he wasn't dead, but he just left.
That was a grass widow.
Kind of grass. And you would talk about your father and stuff like that. What did your children usually call you? Did they usually call you father, or did they have a name maybe?
My kids always called me Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. That's what my wife's, all the little grandchildren call her daddy. They call him Big Daddy.
Well, that has went on to the great-grandchildren. They all called me Big Daddy. If one of them was to call me anything else, they wouldn't be talking to me.
Did they call your wife a mother? Or
they called her Big Mama.
Big Mama. Mm-hmm. And your mother and father together, that'd be your two...
Parents.
Mm-hmm. And now, talking about your grandchildren call you Big Daddy too?
Called me Big Daddy, yeah.
What did you call your grandfather? Did you?
I think we called him Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. And what about your grandmothers? Did you?
Called her grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you know, sometimes when children are just little babies in the crib and maybe a little older, they have a name that you might use just in the family or something, like my wife, they called her Cricket when she was just a little thing. Do you have a name for a name like that? What kind of name that you might have for a kid just in the family, sort of?
You mean a nickname?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oh, yes, I know people that got nicknames, and if you were to call them by their name, you wouldn't know who they were talking about. We've got some in the family here. We got a little old grand boy, and we called him Stinker. And now he's got 11 years old, and he's still Stinker. And he don't think a thing about it.
But yeah, I guess they call it.
Call him Stinker. If you call Stinker, yes, sir. Here I am, right here. And we got one that we call Marty. And that's what he goes by. It's Marty, and it's not a bit more his name than anything.